Kimberly and Hinsdale, Chief Superintendent. $500. Hinsdale. Awesome. Bank of America. Listen to this. Vesna G. works at B of A, Bank of America. $500. And B of A matched it. So you got a grant.
Nice.
Out of the matching at Bank of America. Thank you. Jerry B. in Diamond, Illinois. Where the heck is Diamond, Illinois?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Thank you.
$100. And Kathleen O. calling in from Arizona with $50.
Love it.
How awesome is that? Kathleen R., not to be outdone by Kathleen O.
Sure.
You got the Kathleens out there. $300.
Okay.
From Chicago.
So if you're a Kathleen, you got to donate at this point.
Kathleen.
Pretty much.
Catholic schools and Kathleens.
Yeah.
You're getting called out. 872-262-8378. That's 87. Wow. 32 G's.
All right. All right. I like it. Thank you.
Who's this? Raylon?
Ramon.
In Chicago. $5,000.
Hey. Thank you. I like it.
So we're at $32,000, Superintendent. We're an hour and 37 minutes in. We're 18 G's away from our goal. How many men and women on the Chicago Police Department?
Over 11,000.
11,000.
Yeah.
You've been superintendent for how long?
2.5 years. Now.
2.5 years. The DNC, which you guys did, your department, when you were in last time, I congratulated you for the amazing job you did with the Democratic National Convention. I'll say it to you right now, with all this ice Michigas we had going on, hats off to the men and women of the Chicago Police Department for being professional and doing your job and not getting drawn into all the nonsense. So congratulations. It's a well-run organization. And wanted to bring Sandra back in. Sandra, we have the counselor here, right? Again, I don't mean to go back to your brother getting, you know, losing his life. But go back to that time. Your mom calls you to get home. You have no idea what's going on. You got a sea of blue with all the rollers going, right? The lights are on. You get escorted to the house. The counseling kicks in as a sister of a brother, and your father was on the job. Your brother lost his life in front of your mom's house. Forget about it. I don't even know how your mom recovers from that. You know, what type of counseling? Bring us to that day.
Well, I actually think this is a good point. So I'll be very honest, and I'm slightly ashamed to say this, but I think it's a good point for the public to understand. I never went to counseling, and that doesn't mean I never will. But you know, we know the resource exists. I think every family grieves differently. I'll just be honest. I think for a long time, I didn't want to feel like a victim.
Yeah.
So I felt like if I went to counseling, I would be accepting that we had been victimized by Tommy's murder, which we clearly have. This is, you know. Processes of grief, I'm sure. Kathy could talk to me about what cycle I'm in. But it is comforting to know that if and when I decide to do that, I know that our department is there for our family, for all the Gold Star families. And I know Gold Star families who immediately went to counseling, which is probably the right thing to do. But
we saw the outcome during the break. You throwing shade at the chief about stuff. So I think,
what?
I think,
yeah, there might be a little bit of, counselor, like right. there might be something there to unpack.
As a man who's written checks for tens of thousands of dollars of counseling,
sure.
I identify that as built up rage. And you might, anybody goes after the superintendent like that during the break, obviously needs a lot of psychiatric attention.
For our listeners, I am a big supporter of our superintendent. I think he's great.
Love
so
it.
It's all in love.
So mom calls, get home, son shot and dies in front of the house. What are you doing for the parents in a situation like that? You run into the house, obviously, or maybe not obviously. I mean, what happens?
We respond to where the family ends up being. Sometimes families aren't comfortable going to the hospital. But I think to speak to what the superintendent said earlier about our officers being trained, they are prepared for the worst possible case scenario, but their family members aren't trained. Their family members aren't taught to deal with the worst case scenario. So for them, it's also trying to educate the families, educate the officers of how to bridge that gap, because so many of our officers want to protect their family from what they see and what they do. But they are still coming home with what they see and do. So a lot of times it's really helping the families navigate what is going on in those situations. And that's where our special activities unit comes in. The Memorial Foundation comes in, of helping families navigate the unknown.
How much do you rely and your unit rely upon the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for support, right? Because they step up and send kids to school. They step up to pay for prom dresses. They step up to pay for Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas gifts. They step up to send the kids to college. They step up to send the kids to Catholic school. They step up and do all that. How important is it to your unit? And how many therapists or clinical experts did you have?
We now have 24 clinical clinicians.
Okay, so how important is it for the 24 clinical technicians? Everybody that listens to the show, English is my third language.
Right.
I can't formulate a sentence. It's amazing I could get up in the morning. But how important is it for the 24 in your unit to know that you have the support of Chicago Police Memorial Foundation?
It's extremely important because they provide the resources that sometimes we can't get from other places in the department. They provide the resources because not only, you know, we're talking about parents, we're talking about wives, but there's also children that are a part of these families that now they're growing up. And, you know, through the Memorial Foundation with the Santa gifts that go out every year. But we have children in these situations that are growing up with losing a parent.
And how important is it for us as listeners and the 30-some thousand dollars that we've raised already, and we're within target of our $50,000 goal, for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to move that line item off of vests, those 100 vests that they're sitting there to pay to buy our officers that need replacement vests, over to counseling, over to support, over to college educations, over to whatever the hell these families need to survive. Officers that get hurt on the job that might need money to feed their families or to pay their bills. How important is it, knowing with the 24 clinicians as part of your unit, knowing that $50,000, hopefully, if our listeners continue to step up, which we're very proud of, we're at like 32 G's so far, to be able to move that 50 over to give that support? How important is it for you and your unit?
It's important because, in addition, they've also provided vests for our clinical staff that are going out to the districts.
Didn't even think of that.
To provide safety for our clinicians who are civilians. They are also helping and providing therapeutic materials for us to have in our offices so we can better provide services to our police officers, their family members, their children. Cassandra's been amazing as far as providing us with play therapy toys. Getting us books and resources on grief for our children and family members.
I just wanted to bring this up before we go to the break. Juan, the officer, 6 days on the job, they got shot center mass, 3 inches higher. He's done. He's gone. He's not here. His wife is a grieving widow. I completely lost my train of thought here. Where was I going?
You know, you look at me.
I look at you.
I heard play toys and kid toys.
No, it's fantastic thought. I was rocking here. It was a great point. Superintendent, I completely lost it. This is onset dementia.
I think it's just the impact of the 6 days on the job. Like the 6 days on the job. Just like a constant.
Oh, he was going out. Thank you. Okay, looking in your steely blue eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
He was going out to a domestic.
Oh, yeah.
He was going out to a domestic call. He wasn't going out a gang fight, a bank robbery.
It wasn't shots fired.
Everybody go, whatever the code is to go. He was going out for a domestic.
Hmm.
And he gets shot center mass 3 inches. He's not here. So I just want everybody to leave with that. We were able to provide Chicago Police Memorial Fund a brand new vest, Protec vest. His wife, big smile on her face. Officer, huge smile on his face. Brand new vest. Going out for a domestic. And he gets shot center mass 3 inches further up his torso. He's dead. And we're not giving him a vest. I just want to leave everybody with that. 872-262-8378. 872-262-8378, which is 8378, which is VEST on your phone. $36,000.
Hey, I'm liking it.
$14,000.
Awesome.
Striking distance.
We're going to hit this. Well, we got this. So. Come on, Chicago.
312, no, don't do that. 872-262-8378, cpdvest.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with Superintendent Snelling after these messages. Jeremy, one more time, the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of Chicago Police Department.
It's so cool seeing them. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're right across the way.
Yeah, it's just so cool.
And they donated their time to come. Fifth year they've been down.
Amazing.
So thank them.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And who was that again, just so we know?
The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Elsie Burridge, superintendent, $500. Donna E. from Arkansas, $100. Sandy B., Susan B., Bolingbrook, $250. Amanda W., Crown Point, Indiana, $100. Also, right now, we have two Dan Hampton signed footballs.
Oh, that's cool.
Two Dan Hampton signed.
I don't know who
football.
Dan Hampton is.
He's,
I'm sorry.
He's a Hall of Fame football player.
Okay, I'm sure he's awesome. Bears. Okay. I know. But I'm sure he's awesome.
That stadium over there is called Soldier Field.
I heard that. I am aware there is a sports team.
And it might be the Hammond Bears. We don't know.
Sure. I heard that too.
872-262-8378. First two callers, $750 donation. You get a Dan Hampton autographed football, and they'll go out tomorrow. Superintendent Alderman O'Shea didn't want me to ask you this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I'm going to give you a two-part question. You could either answer this, who you're supporting for the Cook County Board presidency, or who your favorite radio show host is. Saturday is WGN 10 to 1.
Yeah, you're my favorite radio host.
Okay, there you go.
Radio show host.
See, look at Alderman O'Shea's having a heart attack there. Like I told him not to do it. You okay, Matt? You all right? All right. There's a fire station right down below. They'll bring the paddles up, Matt. Don't worry about it. All right, so we are within striking distance, 36,000 people, $36,000. We live in a city with 5.2 million, a county of 5.2 million people in Cook County. You're the superintendent of 11,000 brave men and women that go out and do their job every single day. What does it mean to you as a superintendent? And we have a texter here. Please thank the superintendent for restoring pride in the Chicago Police Department. It is obvious that he has the respect of the rank and file officers and everyone associated with CPD. That's from a 708. Texter. So as a superintendent, seeing and hearing all of these different Arizona, Diamond, Illinois, I don't know where the hell Diamond, Illinois is, right? From $10 to $50 to $5,000, right? Catholic school, you know, Mendel Catholic School, would be nice if the other Catholic schools stepped up and maybe donated a couple of bucks out of their gigantic reserve accounts, but thanks to Mendel for stepping up. Bank of America matching another bank. What, as the leader and the superintendent of Chicago, what does it mean that all of these different towns and listeners, Arizona, are chiming in and chipping in to help support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation?
Well, dude, I'll tell you, it's a magnificent feeling. Not just for me. I mean, it's a magnificent feeling for the officers, the men and women of the police department, the men and women who go out every single day and risk their lives, to know that there are people out there who care. For the most part, a lot of times our officers hear a lot of negativity, and that's usually the focus. I found that the majority of people out here are in support of our police department. We hear it more. They're in support of law and order. They're in support of these officers who are going out, putting their lives on the line and trying to keep everyone safe. And to see it in real time and to hear it is it's just awesome. And it's an awesome thing to know that there are supporters out there who are willing to donate and make sure that our officers are safe.
And to be able to present the officer that was shot, I have his name right here, Officer Chavez, Alba Chavez, to receive a new, brand new bulletproof vest, right? 6 days on the job. I mean, I'm not laughing at it. Just, it's ironic. It blows my mind, right? I mean, I help people buy houses and refinance their house, right? Right,
okay.
But it's not like I'm going to a domestic. I'm not walking into a house. When I walk into a house, I'm talking about, all right, hey, what are you looking to buy, right? You know, how much debt do you got? You know, what do you do for a living? I'm not asking these questions that a bullet's going to be flying out of an area I wasn't expecting right into my chest, okay? So what does it mean to you to know that there's vests and there's an unbelievable support entity here with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation that bought that young man? I mean, he's like, what, 20-something years old? A brand new vest, right? I mean, $500 for that's a lot of money, right, for a young man like that.
Well, I think about what he said when he was sitting here, and it even after being shot and having that vest save his life, he still sat here and said that he's willing to give the ultimate sacrifice to go out and keep this city safe, and how much he cares about the people and the residents of this city. That's an amazing thing to say after you've survived the possibility of death in a situation where you've arrived to a job. And it just tells you the dedication of people who take a job like this.
Sure.
And the courage behind it, the sacrifice behind it. And family members, and she had to sit here and listen to him say that, you know, and know and understand and accept that this is part of where his heart is. So to know that there are people out there who want to protect that mindset, they want to protect an officer who has that mindset. I can't say enough about it. I mean, as I sit here with people, I sit here with Sandra Wortham, who knows more than anybody what that sacrifice is as family members of a fallen member. It says a lot to know that we do have that support from people out there who are reaching out to make sure that officers are safe. So I just want to thank everyone who's donating. I don't care how much you've given, because there are a lot of people out there who may be struggling and are still willing to donate. So no matter how small that amount, that donation is as great as someone who can give a lot more. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who is reaching out and making sure that officers are safe.
How important is it to have, I asked this to Kathy O'Neill, to know that when we raised the $50,000, we're only $14,000 away, and we got a whole hour to go, and we're gonna get there, right? How important is it, in closing, because we got to hit the top of the hour break, and I'm not gonna tell you to stop talking because there's four guys out there circling, looking at me, scratching the inside of their jackets. How important is it for us to be able to raise $50,000 so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation can move that line item over to support the families?
You know what? Anytime we set a goal for something, to reach that goal is always important. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important because we set that goal based on expectations, based on things that expectations that we've set for ourselves. And to know that we were able to reach the goal means that that level of support that they were looking for, that we were looking for, is there. So from what I'm seeing right now, and the people who are donating, it looks like we'll reach that goal.
Yep.
I'm always optimistic about that. And I can tell you this right now, with the Memorial Foundation, Maureen Begain, Sandra Wortham, and Alderman Matt O'Shea, the work that they do every year with this is just awesome. And it's not just every year. They're doing this every single day.
Sure.
So I really, if I didn't thank them right now, the Memorial Foundation, for every bit of work that they do every single day to reassure our officers that they're behind them, I shouldn't be sitting in this seat. So I just want to say thank you to them, too.
And we'll end with this text we just got from 630. Thank you for doing this. I donated last year. I just donated $10, only $10. Only 10, there's no only in that, right? $10, you know, if
it all adds up.
It all
adds up.
Come 50 on. People donate $10. We're at $500, we get a vest. It's not only, okay? Yeah. Only $10 last year. I only did 10 and I only did $10. I have trouble paying my bills, but my favorite uncle is a police officer and I know they struggle. God bless you guys.
I mean, that's an amazing sacrifice.
Right,
and that's what I'm talking about. Those people who are willing to sacrifice even though they're struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. And it says a lot about that human being. It says a lot about their heart.
Yep. It says a lot about the WGN listeners. So thank you, Superintendent. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Kathy. You were fantastic. And please thank the couple that came in, Officer Juan Alba Chavez and his wife, Yvonne Munoz, when you see them next, and thank them for coming in.